The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
This week, we hear proclaimed the famous story of Martha and Mary. I would venture to guess, even as I proclaim the gospel and you heard Jesus rebuke Martha, half of you sided with Martha, half of you sided with Mary. Luke is not trying to separate Jesus' followers into two different teams, not like the world does. It's not liberal, conservative, Team Edward, Team Jacob, Team Jeremiah, Team Conrad. This is not the week of Team Martha and Team Mary. We're Catholics. Like every other week, this is a both and week. We are called to be both Martha and Mary. When Jesus says, "Martha, Martha," he is getting her attention back to him, not the perceived tasks she is performing to serve him. Jesus did not ask Martha to serve him. She was the one who chose to serve him without asking. The word that we translate as burden means to be pulled or dragged away. We translate that word as distracted or burdened. Who is distracting Martha from choosing the better part? It's not Jesus. Yet she blames him. She confronts him and even asks him, "Do you not care? My sister has left me by myself." I don't know about you, but I have uttered these words in some way or another over the years in my time in prayer. "Lord, you know I need help. You know my wife needs healing. My husband, he needs help. My kids, my work, my homework, my car, my debts, my ... fill in the blank. Lord, why aren't you helping me? You have left me all alone." Think about that for a second. How do you fill in that blank? Now imagine instead of Martha, Martha, you hear your name. "Mark, Mark, you have chosen to serve many things over being with me. You have chosen to be distracted by the world." What if Jesus had said this to Martha? "If not me, who or what are you willing to stop what you are doing for and sit and listen to?" If not Jesus, who are you willing to stop what you are doing for and sit and listen to? And if I'm honest with myself, I know Jesus gets way less of my time than he wants. He gets way less of my heart, mind, soul, and strength than he wants, and that I am willing to give. I too am anxious and worried about many things. Some I can control and some I cannot. I am much more willing to stop listening to him and doom scroll on my phone, binge watch made up reality, or go down rabbit holes that lead to no good. Then when I get anxious and worried, I have the nerve to ask God, where was he? I hear the same answer in my heart every time. I never left. I wish I could tell you I had some words of wisdom that helped me not fall into that same trap of doing a bunch of things that I think Jesus wants me to do without asking, but unfortunately I don't. Much like prayer, which is really just a conversation between you and God, this one's personal. This one is a choice that you have to make. This is a choice I have to make. I can't tell you when to be like Martha and when to be like Mary, but I know a guy who can. Look for those moments to listen to his voice. It could be here in church. It could be a song on the radio. It could be one of those videos or memes you usually swipe past way too fast because they're too serious. It could come from the mouth of someone you usually dismiss because of which team they say they identify that they are on. He can also talk to us if we're willing to just stop whatever we're doing and sit and listen. And I would like to share with you a story of what happened to me just about 10 days ago that kind of puts that in perspective for me and hopefully for you as well. If you don't know already, you're about to know that I started a new job right around Christmas. I'm working at Queen of Angels Cemetery just down the road from here next to San Pedro. Now, during the summer months, San Pedro has summer camps for different age groups. And 10 days ago, kindergartners through fifth graders were in summer camp. And at some point during the week, the campers get the opportunity to go to the chapel and have adoration. The deacon who had signed up to serve ran into a work conflict, and he knew that I was right next door, so he called me to see if I was available to fill in for him. One thing I never try to say no to is adoration, because that's when I get the opportunity to have a few minutes to sit with Jesus during my busy day. It makes me stop being Martha for a little bit. Now, as much as I like being in adoration, even that can be a little bit of a problem as I have to serve and try to sit and serve and try to sit, and my mind can't stop, and an hour seems like it takes forever. The deacon tells me that the kindergartner through fifth graders, because of their attention span, it's usually about 25 or 30 minutes, so I feel like I just found out that my attention span is a kindergartner through fifth grader. But that made me feel a little better, until he told me that make sure you give them an explanation about what adoration is, because most of them are probably going for the first time. So as I'm going through my Martha setup time, had a couple seminarians helping me out. I'm trying to figure in my head what I'm going to say, and I feel like I'm getting pretty comfortable in what I'm going to tell these kids. Until they showed up, and I saw one little girl who was blind. You might know her. She goes to this parish. She was there with her sister and her cousin. And then I thought, what am I supposed to say to someone who can't see the altar and who can't see Jesus in the monstrance and help her understand what we're doing? This caused me to talk way longer than I probably should have. And when I finally allow myself to sit down and stop doing something, distracting these children from who they're really there to be with, who is Jesus, I got to see something that I cannot explain to you in words through the faith of these children. It was a gift that the Lord gave to me. So when we finished, I started doing my Martha things again, cleaning up, answering a few silly questions that they had about holy water and different things, and getting my stuff ready to go back to work. But the camp leader came over to me and said, "Deacon Mark, there's somebody who wants to say hi to you before we go back to camp." So I came out, and there was little Haley with her sister and her cousin. So I asked them how they were doing, and I asked them how camp was going and how much fun they were having, and they told me, and I sat down and kept talking to them. And then I asked them what they thought of adoration, and little Haley said, "I loved it. I wish we could have spent more time with Jesus." You know what I heard, little Haley? Actually, what I heard Jesus say through little Haley to me: "You don't need to be able to see me to be with me. I'm with you always. You just need to be willing to stop and sit with me." The creator of the universe, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, wants nothing more than to be with you and you to be with him. The choice is yours.